This is Unit 1 of Pimsleur's Speak and Read Essential Dutch. Listen to this Dutch conversation.
Dag mevrouw, bent u mevrouw Petersen?
Nee, ik ben niet mevrouw Petersen. Mijn naam is Jansen.
Oh, pardon.
Dat geeft niet hoor.
Tot ziens.
Dag.
In the next few minutes, you'll learn not only to understand this conversation, but to take part in it yourself. An American man is talking to a Dutch woman. He greets her by saying, "Hello, madam." Listen.
Dag mevrouw.
The Dutch word for hello contains a sound that we don't have in English. It resembles the ending of the Scottish word loch, but a little softer. Listen again.
Dag.
Now, repeat after the speaker, trying to make your pronunciation sound just like his. With this word, you're literally saying day. Repeat.
Dag. Dag.
You can use this form of greeting at any time of day or night. Say the Dutch greeting again.
Dag. Dag.
To greet a woman, you would say, "Hello, madam." Just listen.
Dag, mevrouw.
Now, repeat the word for madam, starting with the last part.
Vrouw. Vrouw. Me. Me. Mevrouw. Mevrouw.
Now you say, madam.
Mevrouw. Mevrouw.
Say, hello, madam.
Dag, mevrouw. Dag, mevrouw.
Now the American asks, are you Ms. Petersen? Just listen.
Bent u mevrouw Petersen?
Note that in Dutch, there is no equivalent for our Ms. Instead, in a business context,
mevrouw
is the appropriate way to address all women, married and unmarried. Now, repeat.
Mevrouw Petersen. Mevrouw Petersen.
How do you say Ms. Petersen in Dutch?
Mevrouw Petersen. Mevrouw Petersen.
Here's the word for you. Listen.
U.
To produce this sound, say a short eh sound, but round your lips. Now repeat after the speaker the word for you.
U. U.
Say you in Dutch.
U. U.
Here's how to say you are. Listen and repeat.
U bent. 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 U bent.
Say, you are.
U bent. U bent.
Say, you are Ms. Petersen.
U bent mevrouw Petersen. U bent mevrouw Petersen.
Here's the question. Are you Ms. Petersen? Listen.
Bent u mevrouw Petersen?
Note that the voice of the speaker goes up at the end to indicate a question. Now, repeat after the speaker, trying to make your voice sound just like his.
Bent u mevrouw Petersen? Bent u mevrouw Petersen?
Now, you ask the question. Are you Ms. Petersen?
Bent u mevrouw Petersen? Bent u mevrouw Petersen?
Say again. You are Ms. Petersen.
U bent mevrouw Petersen. U bent mevrouw Petersen.
And how do you ask the person if she is Ms. Petersen?
Bent u mevrouw Petersen? Bent u mevrouw Petersen?
Now, how would you ask, are you Mrs. De Vries?
Bent u mevrouw De Vries? Bent u mevrouw De Vries?
Ask, are you Ms. Van Dale?
Bent u mevrouw Van Dalen? Bent u mevrouw Van Dalen?
When you're in a Dutch-speaking country, you'll notice that it can take some time before you find out a person's first name. Most older people will give you only their surname. Younger people will include their first name. Now, do you remember how to greet a woman in Dutch?
Dag mevrouw. Dag mevrouw.
Ask her if she is Ms. Peterson.
Bent u mevrouw Petersen? Bent u mevrouw Petersen?
She says, no. Listen and repeat.
Nee. Nee.
Say the Dutch word for no.
Nee. Nee.
She says, I am Ms. Jansen. Just listen.
Ik ben mevrouw Jansen.
Here's how to say I am in Dutch. Repeat, starting with the end.
Ben. Ben. Ik. Ik. Ik ben. Ik ben.
Say, I am Ms. Jansen.
Ik ben mevrouw Jansen. Ik ben mevrouw Jansen.
How do you say no?
Nee. Nee.
No, I'm Ms. Jansen.
Nee, ik ben mevrouw Jansen. Nee, ik ben mevrouw Jansen.
And how would you ask? Are you Ms. Jansen?
Bent u mevrouw Jansen? Bent u mevrouw Jansen?
Here's the word for yes. Listen and repeat.
Ja. Ja.
Say yes in Dutch.
Ja. Ja.
Notice that most of the time, the correct answer is repeated twice. You should also repeat it out loud both times. Use the repetitions to pay special attention to your pronunciation, making it sound like the Dutch speakers. Do you remember how to say, I am Ms. Jansen?
Ik ben mevrouw Jansen. Ik ben mevrouw Jansen.
I am not Ms. Peterson. Just listen.
Ik ben niet mevrouw Petersen.
Here's how to say not in Dutch. Repeat.
Niet. Niet.
Say, I am not Ms. Peterson.
Ik ben niet mevrouw Petersen. Ik ben niet mevrouw Petersen.
Ask her again if she is Ms. Peterson.
Bent u mevrouw Petersen? Bent u mevrouw Petersen?
Answer, no.
Nee. Nee.
Say, I am not Ms. Peterson.
Ik ben niet mevrouw Petersen. Ik ben niet mevrouw Petersen.
My name is Jansen. Just listen.
Mijn naam is Jansen.
Here's how to say my name. Repeat, starting with the last word.
Naam. Naam. Mijn. Mijn. Mijn naam. Mijn naam.
Now you say my name.
Mijn naam. Mijn naam.
How do you say my?
Mijn. Mijn.
Say my name.
Mijn naam. Mijn naam.
Now repeat the word for is.
Is. Is.
My name is.
Mijn naam is. Mijn naam is.
My name is Jansen.
Mijn naam is Jansen. Mijn naam is Jansen.
How would you ask? Are you Ms. Jansen?
Bent u mevrouw Jansen? Bent u mevrouw Jansen?
Answer: Yes, my name is Jansen.
Ja, mijn naam is Jansen. Ja, mijn naam is Jansen.
Try to say, my name is not Peterson.
Mijn naam is niet Petersen. Mijn naam is niet Petersen.
Here's how you would say, excuse me, just listen.
Pardon.
Now repeat the word for excuse me, starting with the last part.
Don. Don. Par. Par. Pardon. Pardon.
Say excuse me in Dutch.
Pardon. Pardon.
The other person says politely, that doesn't matter, or no offense, just listen.
Dat geeft niet hoor.
Now repeat the phrase, that doesn't matter, starting with the last word, which is added for polite emphasis.
Hoor. Hoor.
Keep repeating.
Niet. Niet. Geeft. Geeft. Dat geeft niet. Dat geeft niet.
Now, here's the whole phrase, no offense, or that doesn't matter. Listen and repeat.
Dat geeft niet hoor. Dat geeft niet hoor.
Now you say, that doesn't matter.
Dat geeft niet hoor. Dat geeft niet hoor.
Say again. Excuse me.
Pardon. Pardon.
Answer. No offense. Or, that doesn't matter.
Dat geeft niet hoor. Dat geeft niet hoor.
Say one more time. No offense.
Dat geeft niet hoor. Dat geeft niet hoor.
Ask the lady again if she's Ms. Peterson.
Bent u mevrouw Peterson? Bent u mevrouw Peterson?
Say that you are not Ms. Peterson.
Nee, ik ben niet mevrouw Petersen. Nee, ik ben niet mevrouw Petersen.
My name is Jansen.
Mijn naam is Jansen. Mijn naam is Jansen.
Say, excuse me.
Pardon. Pardon.
Say, no offense.
Dat geeft niet hoor. Dat geeft niet hoor.
Here's how to say goodbye. Just listen.
Tot ziens.
Now repeat. Goodbye.
Ziens. Ziens. Tot. Tot. Tot ziens. Tot ziens.
How do you say goodbye in Dutch?
Tot ziens. Tot ziens.
And how do you greet a woman?
Dag mevrouw. Dag mevrouw.
Say goodbye one more time.
Tot ziens. Tot ziens.
For goodbye, you could also use the same word that means hello. But it is pronounced slightly differently when it means goodbye. Listen.
Dag.
Repeat this word for goodbye.
Dag. Dag.
Now you say goodbye using both expressions.
Tot ziens.
Dag.
The two ways of saying goodbye are interchangeable, but to be practical, the speakers will first say
tot ziens
and then
dag.
Now sit back and listen to a Dutch convert at the beginning of this tape less than 20 minutes ago. Listen.
Dag mevrouw, bent u mevrouw Petersen?
Nee, ik ben niet mevrouw Petersen. Mijn naam is Jansen.
Oh, pardon.
Dat geeft niet hoor.
Tot ziens.
Dag.
Now imagine that you're an American man visiting in the Netherlands. You see a woman you think you've seen before, but you're not sure. You approach her and greet her. Say, hello, madam.
Dag, mevrouw.
She does not react. Try saying, excuse me.
Pardon.
Say it again, louder.
Pardon.
Wondering what you want, she asks, yes? You ask it.
Ja.
Now ask, are you Ms. Klaus?
Bent u mevrouw Klaus?
Answer for her, no.
Nee.
My name is not Klaus.
Mijn naam is niet Klaus.
Excuse yourself for the error.
Pardon.
She says, no offense.
Dat geeft niet hoor.
Now she says, my name is De Groot. You say it too.
Mijn naam is De Groot.
Say, hello, Ms. De Groot.
Dag, mevrouw De Groot.
Tell her that your name is Daniels.
Mijn naam is Daniels.
Listen to how she says, goodbye, Mr. Daniels.
Tot ziens, meneer Daniels.
Answer, goodbye, Ms. De Groot.
Dag, mevrouw De Groot.
Just had your first conversation in Dutch. Now we will begin reading some Dutch. Since we do not recommend reading instruction if you're doing this program in your car or where it's not convenient to work with the booklet, we suggest putting this aside until later when it's more appropriate. We do, however, recommend that you make the effort to do a reading unit daily, sometime after the appropriate lesson. Reading in Dutch will obviously be useful to deal with menus and the like, and will also aid you by adding many vocabulary words to augment your proficiency in the language. If you're doing the reading practice now, get your owner's manual and reading booklet. If you don't have the booklet at hand, stop the tape now and start it again when you're ready. Take your reading booklet and open it to the page containing the words for Unit 1. Now, look at the first word. The speaker is going to read it out loud, and you repeat it after him.
Man.
The A in
man
has an A sound, as in father, but shorter. Read number 1 again.
Man.
Now, look at number 2. T in Dutch is less explosive than in English. Read number 2.
Mat.
Look at number 3. K in Dutch is also less explosive than the English K. Read number 3 aloud.
Kat.
Dutch D is the same as in English. Read 4.
Dat.
Look at word 5. It ends with a
ch
sound that resembles the Scottish word loch, but softer. Repeat 5 after the speaker.
Dach.
Now, read number 5 aloud again.
Dag.
Look at number 6. Dutch L is similar to an English L, except that the tongue is slightly more forward. Read word 6 aloud.
Lach.
Notice that some of the letters we've discussed so far, A, K, G, and L, are set off to the side as a reminder that they're pronounced differently in Dutch than they are in English. Look at number 7. It has a long
A
sound because it occurs at the end of a syllable. Read 7 aloud.
Dagen.
Note that the en ending on
dagen
is unstressed and resembles an u sound. This is also true for number 8. Read 8.
Later.
Double A is also a long a sound. Read number 9.
Nam.
Read number 10.
Maan.
11.
Maandag.
Number 12.
Ga.
13 has a short a sound. Read 13.
Dat.
14.
Laat.
Look at number 15. It has a short
o
sound. Read 15 aloud.
Nog.
Look at 16. The letter P in Dutch is less explosive than in English. Read number 16.
Kop.
17.
Koppen.
Read 18.
Tot.
Read 19.
Kom.
20.
Komt.
Listen to 21.
Pont.
Note that the D is pronounced like a T because it is at the end of the word. Read 21 aloud.
Pont.
Read 22.
God.
23 has a long
O
sound. Read number 23.
Mogen.
24.
Lopen.
Look at 25. In Dutch, the K is pronounced. Read 25 aloud.
Knopen.
Read 26.
Knoop.
When you feel you have mastered about 80% of this unit, you're ready to go on to Unit 2. This is the end of Unit 1.